Tonight on the Worldview Report, an investigation by Military.com finds the Biden administration is withholding bonus payments that were promised to thousands of U.S. soldiers. Oklahoma State Board of Education voted down a request from two school districts last week to allow students to change their gender on school records. James O'Keefe infiltrates a school district in New Jersey with hidden cameras and listening devices. We'll show you what he found the school counselors were telling high school students. With the Middle East in turmoil, the World Bank warns us to brace ourselves for soaring oil prices. Ireland is slaughtering tens of thousands of cows to fight climate change. And Senator Ron Johnson states publicly that the entire COVID pandemic, quote, was pre-planned by an elite group of people, end quote. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. The federal government owes thousands of National Guard soldiers enlistment bonuses, with some of the payments now being years overdue and unpaid. Military.com spoke to an unnamed source that said it was familiar with the unpaid bonuses, as well as several families who said they were still waiting for payments they had been promised. One soldier told Military.com, quote, "I did my end of things, and this is a really bad introduction to the Army, not taking care of people. I was really relying on this money to help with moving into a new place with my wife," end quote. The military pays enlistment bonuses to entice Americans to serve. For the Army National Guard, bonuses of up to $20,000 form a key part of the attraction for many. In fact, in many cases, half of the bonus is payable within 30 days of completion of the soldier's initial training, with the other half coming at the midpoint of the soldier's first term of enlistment. But those are merely guidelines, not rules. So soldiers don't have much of a legal claim against the deadbeat government. Guard officials said the average time for the first bonus payout is about 6 months. But even the military admits that more than one soldier in 20 hasn't gotten the bonus he or she has been promised. Colonel Danielle McDonald, Division Chief, Army National Guard 1 Operations, said in a statement to Military.com, quote, "While nearly 94% of our soldiers eligible to receive an enlistment bonus have received it, we are working very hard to reconcile the remaining 6% because we hold ourselves to higher standards and believe one overdue payment to an otherwise eligible soldier is one too many," end quote. Well, talk is cheap, and it's time for the government to pay up. The Daily Mail reports that Oklahoma's State Board of Education voted down a request from two school districts last week to allow students to change their gender on school records. The Moore Public School District near Oklahoma City and Cushing Public Schools, about 70 miles north of the city, both requested that students be allowed to change their gender designation on school records. At a meeting last Thursday, the State Board of Education unanimously rejected both districts' requests. State Superintendent Ryan Walter said during the meeting, quote, "What we want to do is bring common sense to schools and say, listen, we don't need to be going back, recorrecting records based on transgender ideology. We have two genders. Those are the genders that are set. I believe we've got to continue to stand in line in the way." I would say of these radical leftist Biden judges that are sitting here trying to dictate this to our school district, end quote. And then he added, quote, I think this is a great opportunity to show the districts, look, we're absolutely going to stand for common sense. We're going to stand against this. We're not going to do the transgender game of back and forth, back and forth. We'll be clear on this and stand with common sense and Oklahomans. We're not going to allow the intimidation of our schools, end quote. Wow, good for him. Investing.com reports that the escalating conflict between Israel and Gaza, along with the Russian-Ukraine war, could prompt a surge in oil prices. That's according to the World Bank. The bank has outlined three possible scenarios that could see oil prices reach as high as $157 per barrel in the event of a large disruption. This situation would mirror the 1973 Arab oil embargo, which led to a global supply drop of 6-8% and an initial price increase of 56-75%. Under medium disruption scenarios, prices, well, they could rise to between $109 to $121 a barrel. Even with small disruptions, oil could rise to between $93 and $102 per barrel. These developments risk a dual energy shock that could further strain the global economy, particularly amid expectations of worldwide economic slowdown. For the fourth quarter of 2023, the World Bank's baseline forecast predicts oil prices averaging at $90 per barrel. This is expected to decrease to $81 a barrel by next year. On the other hand, Goldman Sachs, well, they anticipate oil reaching $100 per barrel by June of 2024. And similarly, UBS, well, they predict Brent crude trading between $90 and $100 over the next year. All these estimates highlight the potential volatility in the oil markets caused by geopolitical tensions. In an interview with Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, came out swinging against the establishment's COVID narrative. Johnson said the entire COVID pandemic was, quote, pre-planned by an elite group of people, end quote. And what was the goal of their plans? A loss of freedom for people living in America and throughout the formerly free world. Johnson said, quote, we are going down a very dangerous path, end quote. Take a look at this clip.
I mean, it's just extraordinary to me that, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. Why couldn't the American people know that, you know, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019, prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to, be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. So many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria. But, fortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what is happening in this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but as a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increasing massive government spending, increase the size of government, takeover of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024 on the WHO are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. People have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
In West Virginia this week, a 13-year-old boy who says he's actually a girl is in court suing his school for the ability to compete on the girls' track and field team. Attorneys for Becky Pepper Jackson are seeking to have the court force his middle school to allow this, despite West Virginia's governor signing a law in 2021 that bans males from competing against females in school sports. The courts blocked the ban, which is a move, also being challenged. But many schools, well, they still enforce the rules. This legal battle has been dragging on since the boy named Becky was 11, and it's expected to drag out even longer. NBC News covered the story with the usual leftist slant, using incorrect pronouns to reinforce its belief that boys can will themselves to be girls and vice versa. Jazz Shaw, writing for Hot Air, says, quote, how a child gets ideas like this in their head at the age of 11 remains a mystery to me, particularly in a traditionally sensible state like West Virginia. 11 is barely at the edge of the age range when boys begin puberty. But young Master Pepper Jackson has somehow already been convinced that he was a girl. 2 years later, his family is being thrust into the national spotlight, and the case could conceivably wind up dragging them to Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the family tells NBC that Becky was put on puberty blockers 2 years ago and has still not gone through normal puberty. That may decrease some of a male's competitive advantage, but the long-range effects of this practice on the male body have never been fully studied, end quote. NBC mournfully reports that 23 states, in addition to West Virginia, have passed laws or regulations banning boys from girls' sports. Shaw adds, quote, the country is effectively divided in half on this issue, and that's a problem for a variety of reasons. In the states without such bans, girls are being shut out of opportunities that might otherwise have been available to them. And girls from states that wind up imposing these rules may end up excelling in high school only to reach college and find that they are suddenly in a race for the back of the pack if they are forced to compete against men. It's a tragedy to observe, but I'm not holding my breath for a national return to sanity anytime in the near future, end quote. The Floridian reports that Florida Senator Rick Scott is saying that, quote, I think every American needs to wake up, end quote, and believes Americans do not have a choice but to arm and take care of themselves in the event of a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. During an interview with the Floridian, Senator Scott railed against the open border policy of the Biden administration, adding that the government was not aware of who exactly has entered the country illegally. Quote, I don't think you have a choice. We all have our Second Amendment rights. We have to make sure we are ready to take care of ourselves, end quote. That's what Senator Scott said. And then he went on to say, quote, what I'm disgusted about is that our federal government has left our border open and we have the wrong people that have come into our country, end quote. During the interview, Scott excused himself for a few minutes in order to speak to one of the survivors of the deadly Hamas attack who stopped by his office to thank him for his support for Israel. Watch this.
I think we need to all wake up. We've had an open border. We don't know who's coming to our country, especially the last 3 years. We know there's a lot of people who want to do harm to Americans. So I think every American needs to wake up. Every American needs to start really thinking about the risk for their families. We need to really expect your federal government to do its job and provide safety to every American that starts with securing our border.
Should Americans look forward to protecting themselves, arming themselves?
Well, I don't think you have a choice. You have to, you know, we all have our Second Amendment rights. We ought to make sure, we're ready to take care of ourselves. But what I'm disgusted about is our federal government has completely left our border open, and we have the wrong people have come into our country.
Well, kudos to Senator Scott. That's a message we need to hear from more of our elected leaders. Not just that our government has failed us, but that Americans need to wake up and arm up. Stop depending on the same failed state to protect you and your family. That is an insane way of thinking at this point and this time. As we've been warning, we are the people we have been waiting on. The government will not protect you. The government is not your friend. It is the, quote, general idea of government that has allowed this to happen. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Before we continue, let me remind you, we're brought to you by you, and thank you so much for your support. If you appreciate all we're doing, we appreciate your support. You can support us by going to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. WVWFoundation.com. And maybe you're saying, well, why should we support what you're doing? Well, I think the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Just simply go to our website, one of many websites, WorldviewTube.com. WorldviewTube.com. There you'll find all of the shows that I'm producing, which include not only the Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, Worldview Radio, 1 to 2 Central Time each day, which is also a TV show, Worldview Weekend Hour, which is on Sunday night, my Bible study that I teach live and have been since 2015. We have Worldview Report Sunday and all the other shows, and we push them all out for free. And as you know, television production is very expensive, but so is bandwidth streaming. We spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth to pay for people to go to worldviewtube.com and watch all the programs for free. But we have to pay not only for the bandwidth, but then we have to pay the staff that uploads them and makes sure they're organized neatly and able to be found quickly. We have to pay the guys in the control room to produce those shows, like the show for Trevor Loudon and the show for Ivan Raiklin and all the other shows. And then we have to pay an IT guy to keep the site running and secure. All of this takes a lot of resources. So if you appreciate what we're doing at worldviewtube.com, we appreciate your support by going to wvwfoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. Let me also remind you, we have a two-day celebration coming up, December 2nd and 3rd. We'll be celebrating 30 years. February of this year, 2023, was our 30th year as Worldview Weekends. And I've held the Worldview Weekends in over 300 locations around America in that time. And then in 2006, we launched our media division. I was already on radio since 1995, but we officially launched our television media side in 2006 and grown it to what you see today. So we're celebrating 30 years of what the Lord has providentially allowed us to do. That'll be on December 2nd and 3rd. That's a Saturday and Sunday, and we'll have a lot of presentations that we're presenting for the first time, where we filmed them with multiple cameras and a swinging boom camera at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend a few weeks ago. We'll have in studio with us Annie Cyrus, Leo Holman, and a lot of other special guests as we celebrate 30 years. Please join us on those dates, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. But in the meantime, thank you for your support at wvwfoundation.com. Representative Matt Gaetz responded to Representative Dean Phillips' presidential campaign, predicting that the Minnesota Democrat might pose a significant threat to Joe Biden's re-election bid. But he also suggested that Phillips would present a more formidable challenge to former President Donald Trump in the upcoming 2024 elections. Gates said on X, now called X, it was Twitter, quote, if Biden debates Phillips, Dean will be the Democrat nominee and he will be considerably more difficult for Trump to defeat than Biden. But Biden won't debate, end quote. Phillips announced last week his intentions to challenge Biden for the Democratic nomination. He conveyed his concerns to CBS News, stating that he couldn't remain silent given the current polling data indicating that Biden might face a significant challenge from Trump in the next election. Phillips said, quote, President Biden is a good man and someone I tremendously respect. I understand why other Democrats don't want to run against him and why we are here. This is a last-minute campaign, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And courage is an important value to me. I didn't set out to enter this race. But it looks like, on our current course, the Democrats will lose and Trump will be our president again, end quote. Just the News reports that farmers in Ireland are reportedly considering slaughtering as many as 41,000 cows in the next 10 weeks to comply with the country's environmental regulations limiting nitrogen. Ireland's nitrogen limits are part of an agreement with the European Commission. The country imposed restrictions this year, but they will become even more restrictive in 2024 as a result of water quality concerns. That's according to MSN.com. Farmers can comply with the restrictions first by increasing the amount of land they own or finding someone to remove animal waste from their land, or they will have to thin their herds. That's what the article states. Tim Lombard, an Irish senator from Cork Southwest, said that to comply with the new regulations, a total of 41,000 cows would have to be slaughtered, many of which are under a year old. Cattle waste contains nitrogen. That's what's got everybody upset in the environmental world. And the environmentalists, well, they're concerned about that nitrogen pollution because of its supposed impact on climate change and water quality, whatever. U.S. states, well, they have also passed various regulations limiting nitrogen pollution in agriculture. Many of them are aimed at its use as a crop fertilizer. And there are some efforts by the EPA to reduce nitrogen pollution. In 2019, the Dutch High Court, they limited nitrogen emissions, which set off a wave of protest in the Netherlands. And in May, the European Union approved a $1.6 billion plan to buy out Dutch farmers in order to reduce nitrogen. Well, in my opinion, these regulations will end up causing famine and starvation in Europe and even America if we adopt the same insane standards that they are. Israel has responded to a video showing a combined LGBTQ and Palestinian flag being flown at a protest in New York as activists marched through London. Israel's X account shared a post accompanied by a video that read, quote, a combined LGBTQ plus Palestinian flag in New York protest today. Why are there so many queers for Palestine, but absolutely no queers in Palestine? End quote. The shared post carried the message from Israel, quote, looking forward to seeing Hamas raise the rainbow flag across Gaza as a thank you for your solidarity, end quote. On Sunday, fighting raged for a 23rd day as Israel pounded Hamas-ruled Gaza in an escalated air and ground campaign as the UN warned civil order was starting to break down as thousands of Palestinians began to loot UN aid stations. Watch this.
Come on, come on, come on. for my nuts.
The previous day, thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters poured onto the streets of Brooklyn, New York's largest district to voice their anger at Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Home to between 1.6 and 2 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Muslims, New York has for the past 3 weeks been rocked by demonstrations, rallies, and vigils in support of the Palestinians and Israel. Left-wing American Jewish activists are also up in arms against Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. Hundreds of people were arrested on Friday when police broke up a large demonstration of mostly Jewish New Yorkers who had taken over the main hall of Manhattan's Grand Central Station in protest at Israel's bombardment of Gaza. They need to wake up. Well, now it's time for the Worldview Report commentary. President Erdogan, president of Turkey, the Islamic nation of Turkey, that is, and a fierce critic of Israel, gave a fiery pro-Palestinian speech at the capital city of Istanbul over the weekend. According to Turkish outlet AA, Erdogan boldly stated to a crowd with more than 100,000 Turkish Jew haters in attendance, quote, "Israel, we will also declare you as a war criminal to the world. We are preparing for it, and we will introduce Israel to the world as a war criminal. Israel is committing war crimes," end quote. The Turkish president said Israel is really just a puppet of the United States and the West, and it is the Western politicians and media attempting to bless Israel's so-called war crimes, claiming that Israel is a, quote, "occupier," end quote, and that, quote, "the West owes you, but Turkey does not owe you," end quote. In the speech that seems like, well, it could have been right out of Nazi Germany, Erdogan stated, quote, "Those shedding crocodile tears for civilians killed in the Ukraine-Russia war are silently watching the deaths of thousands of innocent children in Gaza. I'm asking the West, do you want to create another crusader war atmosphere? The main culprit behind the massacre unfolding in Gaza is the West. Of course, every country has the right to defend itself. But where is justice? There is no defense but an open and vicious massacre going on in Gaza. Everyone knows that Israel is a pawn in the region that will be sacrificed when the time comes," end quote. So the president of Turkey slams the West, while at the same time, he's benefiting from the country's membership in the Western Military Alliance, NATO. Erdogan, well, he's showing himself to be a two-faced dictator and an enemy of Israel who should have never been allowed into NATO in the first place. He has never been anything but a Jew-hating Muslim dictator. So, now you know the truth. That does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. There are a few ways you can support us. One way to support us and your family is by going to twc.health/Brannon and getting your own emergency wellness kit from the Wellness Center. That's Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe. This kit comes with vital medications. My family, we ordered 4 of these because we wanted medications on hand in case there was a disruption of medications in a crisis, a breakdown of the just-in-time inventory. This kit, well, it comes with things like ivermectin, amoxicillin, antibiotics, and other things. You have to get a medical prescription to get this kit. So when you go to twc.health/Brannon, you can sign up for that. Make sure you just check your email. Check your email after you do this because you're going to have to fill out some paperwork because this is a real prescription from a doctor. So again, twc.health/Brannon to get your wellness company emergency medical kit with those medications. You can also support us by going to MyPillow.com. Let me give you a little secret, a little back door. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the screen to see the picture of Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones sitting in front of a microphone. It's the radio podcast specials. Click that page. You'll immediately get another $10 off slippers. And there's all kinds of sales on there, including 80% off sales. The Children's Bible Story throw blankets and pillows and other great, great products there at amazing prices. That's a little back door, if you will, the radio, television, podcast banner. Go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the page till you see, again, the picture of Mike Lindell, the little banner, Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones sitting in front of a microphone. Click that. Watch all those specials come to life. But please, use the promo code B66. That gets you savings and it gets us credit, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. Another way you can support us is by going to WVWTVstore.com and buying your emergency supplies so you're ready for whatever the globalist and the terrorists have planned. One of the things we have there at WVWTVstore.com is potassium iodine. This protects your thyroid in the event of a radiological event. It's anti-radiation medication, potassium iodine. It's not the easiest thing to get your hands on, but we ordered 3,000 bottles of it several months ago. You can order it at WVWTVstore.com. We also have gas masks, which are for biological or chemical attacks as well as radiological attacks. These are the same gas masks used by Israeli citizens. These are manufactured by an Israeli company. We've sold over 600 of them in just a little over a month. That's quite shocking. I'm glad so many people understand the seriousness of the times we're living in and are preparing. And if you want to prepare, you can do the same thing by going to WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, WVW Foundation. And you can make a contribution of any size to help support this broadcast and all the other shows we produce from this studio and from this news desk. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you so much for your support. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.